Right, and if you were listening last week, you'll have heard me talking with Sean Orr from Men's Share, an organisation which describes itself as a listening group and voluntary support for men over the age of 18. And it's basically for men who, well, if you're like most of us, we don't like talking about personal things, bits and pieces. We find it terribly difficult. But the idea behind Men's Share is that we try and get past those little barriers. Joining me again is Sean. Sean, welcome back.
Hello, Tony. How you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm all right. Just a quick recap, really, on last week, because this is a fascinating subject, and really, well, you've achieved what many people have failed to do over any number of years, and that is to get men to open up and talk. And in a short while, we are going to be talking with somebody who's been through your system. But for now, just update us on what Men's Share actually is.
Okay, well, Men's Share is a men's support group based in Crawley. We run two evenings, which is a Monday and a Wednesday, 7 to 9. Down at the Crawley Baptist Church. We provide support for men who are going through social and possibly mental health challenges where they are not comfortable possibly speaking to friends or family and may feel isolated and possibly not speaking to anybody, just being isolated within themselves and suffering. So we bring them along and we kind of offer them teas and coffees and we offer them support for 2 hours. We take them on nature walks as well, and we do kind of nature campouts as well over in Ashdown Forest. So we offer a safe container which has got confidentiality in there just to make them feel safe and also allow them to open up and reveal their wounds, etc.
Now, one of the things you mentioned in there, we mentioned it briefly last week, is that when you use the term mental health, there's huge stigma around that for many people and certainly don't like to admit that. And maybe that's one of the reasons why men don't like to open up, because they don't like to admit, hey, I may have a bit of a problem, because it has all sorts of connotations, wrongly, of course, but it has all sorts of connotations that men just don't want to own up to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the word judgment comes in. There's a lot of judgment in the world where people will make an assumption or a judgment of a man just because he may have, you know, he might have a particular mental health kind of issue. Or basically, they kind of say they're not all right. They're kind of depressed or they don't feel themselves. A lot of people stay clear and think, well, I don't want to be around that because it might affect me. And, you know, there's a bit of a kind of taboo subject with it. And, you know, and for men, it's important that we speak. When you're mentioning obviously in our last interview about women speaking freely with each other and, you know, communicating very, very well and obviously and at ease, men don't do that. I mean, going into my local pub, I hear a lot of men talk about things, but it's never about their problems.
We don't have that estrogen, do we?
Not really. I mean, if it's 4 or 5 pints, they might loosen a little bit and may mention something. I do see it. And most men will come up to me and say, can I have a word in private? And when I go outside with them, they'll kind of say, you know, X, Y, Z, you know, this is happening. But when I say, well, why don't you get yourself down to, you know, to a circle on Monday night and I'll be there to support you. They don't come. So, you know, it's one of those, you can't hold judgment. All you can do is just offer the branch, and if they take it, of course, we'll be there for them.
Yeah, well, one of the people who's actually been and sort of stuck his hand up and said can't cope or need a little bit of help is joining me now. Wesley is there for the moment. Wes, morning.
Morning, Tony.
All right. Question for you, really. I mean, it's what Sean said there, bang on, that we as guys really don't, you know, have the capacity really to sort of let our guard down sufficiently to actually talk to each other about our problems.
I don't think until recently we as men have found it acceptable or allowed to. We've always got to be macho. We've got to hide our feelings. Whereas now, yeah, I think people are starting to realise that it's like men need to voice their feelings, emotions, just as much as women do. Yeah.
The other problem, of course, with all of this is recognising that you have an issue that you need to get out there in the first place. I mean, what made you decide that you needed some help?
Primarily, I was in a police station and I got handed a leaflet pointing me towards Men's Share. At first, I didn't, like so many men, I was like, no, this isn't for me. I tried counselling before and didn't connect with the people. But it's the way Sean is very persistent. He messaged me every single week for 2-3 months until eventually I relented and thought, do you know what? I've got nothing else to do tonight. I'm going to give this a try. And I'm glad I did.
You know, talking to Sean, as I have done over the last couple of weeks, I can understand that one. There's a dogged determination about him, and this organisation is growing. I know he said they're moving into Horsham and to hopefully Hawley fairly soon. So as an organisation, it's growing, because it's not just men in Crawley that are in need of this kind of service. But you discovered it from a leaflet in a police station. Wow.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to travel down that road too much. How has it actually helped you?
Well, I mean, 2 months ago, there was no chance that I would even consider sitting on a radio. Yesterday, I filled in for Sean one day, done some meeting possible new people to bring to the group. These are things I wouldn't have done 2 months ago. So it's opened up my confidence. It's made me realise that I've got a voice that people want to listen to sometimes. It's just amazing. I see transformations in men just in a 2-hour session, and then I see you make some amazing friends as well. It's just an amazing, amazing journey. If you haven't done it, you don't need to. But
what does the journey involve?
It involves you walking into a circle of strangers, which for me was particularly difficult, because that's everything I've avoided almost all my life. And then you just realise that there is at least a man in the room that has been what it's gone through what you've been going through, offers you these little nuggets of wisdom and helps you. And it's just a journey. I call it the baton. You go there in a bad place and you get yourself into a good place, and then you pass that baton on to the next man, and you're good journey might help the next man's journey.
How long has it taken you to sort of go from start to finish in this, to the point where, I mean, you're actually talking quite confidently about the whole group and actually getting involved in sort of helping other people now who were in your position? How long has it taken you to get to that point?
Well, I've only been attending for about 2 months. It's probably been in the last few weeks when Sean went away recently, and he sort of needed a few people to delegate to. He's really sort of chucked it upon us, and we've either sunk or swim sort of thing, which is, like I say, he's very good at challenging you, but he won't push you unless he knows that you can handle it.
I'm getting that idea from Sean that...
I have to watch him. He's like...
Look at it in another way. It's some unpaid help, but it's all good. It's all good. Sorry, Sean, we're being kind of rude about you there, but never mind.
No, not for some good though. I'm honoured that he trusts me enough with how much he trusts me. So it's a pleasure to help him, because this is a very good cause.
And yeah. I mean, is this something that you're going to continue with, or are you just going to sort of jump back into the rest of life?
I don't see you let me leave now, to be honest.
This is a new path for you then?
Yeah, it was a pathway I was heading down, but process has sort of confirmed that now. My purpose, I think.
During your journey, I mean, one of the things that Sean and I spoke about the other day was the need for just basically a hall with a few chairs. That's all you need. Don't need anything else. And basically get a bunch of guys together, sit and talk, and gradually you get through these bits and pieces. But were there any one-to-one sessions involved in all of this, or was it all in a group setting?
Obviously, the sessions, the Monday and Wednesdays, are a group, but you make friends in that, so you do branch off and you go for coffees with people, or you go for walks, but there's nothing official in those settings, because it's not a men's share. That's just a friendship thing.
Yeah, but so, that comes out of the meeting in the first place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in some ways, really, it's a meeting place to encourage men to basically talk whatever their problems. I mean, and there are a whole range of issues that could be. And I'm guessing the longer it goes before you get the help, the more desperate you become.
Well, I mean, when you're looking for help, you're in a pretty bad state anyway. And sometimes with the mental health services, that you could be waiting. I've been waiting 3 years for an assessment, but if I pick up a phone, I've got a contact book now of what I class as family. I can text or phone any one of them, and I haven't got to wait 3 years for a reply. I can maybe wait 3 minutes for a reply, and that is the massive benefit to Mentia.
That's that's phenomenal thing. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge indictment on the state of waiting lists with the NHS, and I know they work terribly hard within the NHS, but a statistic of a year's wait for something like this, I mean, for many men, could actually be too long, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, without that day when I got the leaflet, there's no saying which way pathway I could have gone down, so thanks to the leaflet. And again, I'm not knocking the mental health service either. They do a fantastic job.
Yeah, they
obviously
do.
Overrun, but for the people like me that are waiting for the assessment, it is frustrating because you sometimes just need to have a label on something before you can move on with it.
Yeah, I mean, the end result of all of this for you is a change of outlook in your attitude, and I'm guessing the actual desire to help others who are where you once were.
That is the goal. Yeah, like I say, hopefully I can pass my baton on to someone else, and it can help either inspire them on their journey for change or improvement. But yeah, it's helping. If I can get one man through the door, then it's been all been worthwhile.
So Sean can count on a helper for a good while, then, can he?
At least till the end of the day, yeah.
There you go, Sean. You see, you've got yourself a ready-made convert. And actually, Wesley is a wonderful, icon, or if it's the word, or advert for the organisation that you're running and the goals that you're seeking to achieve.
I can see it in him. I mean, I see the gold in people, the gift. And with Wesley, as a very calm... and he's very well liked. You know, he has a very calm mannerism and obviously personality. And the guy's really kind of warm to him. And for me, that's fantastic. So, you know, with regards to getting him involved in meeting people and that, he has a fantastic way of kind of connecting. Prime example, yesterday he went to one of the churches in Crawley where they do the probational services, which is St. John's. And he came back with four guys, telephone numbers, which I'm going to call later. and those guys are going to be joining Menchair. So that's what he brings. And as sometimes with Wesley, you know, I'm outside looking in, looking at the man, and I see the man there with integrity and strength. And for Wes, sometimes he doesn't see that. And I say, well, I challenge him. And yesterday, the proof's in the pudding. He come back with five numbers, which now five men are going to get help.
It sounds absolutely amazing. I mean, Men's Share Listening Group, you know, the idea being to get men to talk, and there you are. You've got a shining example there in Wes there, who's managed to sort of deal with his own problems and actually help others as well. Wes, I think you're to be applauded for actually taking that step in the first place, and applauded again. Applauded again for actually sort of deciding that, yeah, I can do some good out of this as well.
Well, I heard Sean's message last week, and I knew the DJ, the local lad in question, that killed himself, and I just decided that, you know, that's enough now. It's 2022. Men should be able to open up, even if it's just to other men. It doesn't need to be suicide anymore. It's if anything we can do to stop. I'm signed up for.
Okay, well, very quickly before we finish, what message would you give to any man who is in a bit of a problem now, doesn't know how to get out of it, and doesn't really know how to sort of open up and talk about it? What message would you send to them?
Please be brave enough to pick up the phone. It's the first step. Get the information and feel welcome enough to walk into our circle. We don't judge. And we're looking forward to having you and hearing your problem.
Okay, so contact for Men's Share is 07508 336 995, and the web address, of course, is mensharelisteninggroup.co.uk. It's kind of a catchy little number, that Men's Share Listening Group. Remember the listening group bit on the end, or simply go to Google, type in Men's Share, and it comes up. I tell you, it really does. Sean and Wesley, thank you for talking to us today. It's been an absolute... Well, it's like it's shone a light, and I hope for it will shone a light for many, many, many men in the area. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it.
Thank you for talking to us.